This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Good news for the nation's top producer. The FDA has ruled cranberries can be labeled healthy. The FDA has proposed a new rule where producers couldn't label cranberries healthy because sugar is added to make them palatable. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, plus other Wisconsin lawmakers, started advocating for a change to that rule. Now, 2 years later, the FDA agreed. They amended the rule to say that cranberries can still count as healthy as long as they don't have more sugar than other comparable fruits have naturally. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state, supplying 62% of the nation's supply. The Packers Pro Shop website has experienced a data security breach. The team sent a letter to affected consumers to offer identity theft and credit monitoring services. The letter to consumers said the breach only affected purchases made through the e-commerce website. The brick-and-mortar store was not affected, nor were purchases made with gift cards, ProShop web accounts, PayPal, or Amazon Pay. Bleeping Computer is a website that tracks data breaches. A story on the website says the potentially impacted transactions were made between September 23rd and 24th and October 3rd through the 23rd. Plans for enhanced security ahead of this spring's NFL draft in Green Bay. Efforts to ramp up safety after the New Year's Day terrorist attack in New Orleans began with Sunday's Packers-Bears game at Lambeau Field. Law enforcement agencies around northeast Wisconsin have begun regular meetings with each other and the NFL. Preparations for expected crowds for the April draft will ramp up following next month's Super Bowl in New Orleans. Some healthcare systems in Wisconsin are bringing back face mask requirements. On Monday, Aurora Healthcare began requiring that visitors wear masks when in contact with patients or in areas where people congregate. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services warns of high activity from respiratory illnesses such as COVID, flu, and RSV, and rising case numbers for norovirus. Aurora is making masks available at the entrances of all its locations. In November, UW Health began requiring masks in select high-risk areas of the hospital during the respiratory season, which runs through mid-March. UW gets funds for vaping research. The study is a collaboration between the UW Health Preventive Cardiology Program and the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. It will examine the long-term effects on heart and lung health caused by vaping. The study team will recruit 400 participants, 21 and older, who have vaped regularly for a year or more and do not currently smoke. Researchers will then check in with participants over the course of the three-year study to monitor their blood vessel, heart, and lung health. Funding for the study comes from the National Institutes of Health. People who complete the study will get up to $675 and individualized test results. The fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community has grown to over $240,000. The school principal has a general outline of how that money will be used. First, that money will be put toward the families who lost loved ones to cover whatever they may need. Then it'll help pay for medical expenses of the injured. From there, remaining money will go toward mental health resources for the Abundant Life community. The deadline to have your name appear on the ballot for the spring election has passed. There will not need to be a primary for seats on the Richland Center City Council or any of the local school boards. Incumbents Karen Tepley, Melanie Walters, and Steve Downs are running for re-election unopposed for Richland Center City Council. Alderperson Mark Chambers filed non-candidacy paperwork and is not seeking re-election. One name will appear on the ballot to replace him, that is Rachel Schultz. In the Richland School District, Aaron Unbehan is seeking re-election. Neil Huntemer, who currently represents Area 3 City, filed non-candidacy. Brian Miller turned in paperwork and will appear on the ballot in April. On the Ithaca School District Board of Education, Robert Buescher and Kelly Ferriance filed to maintain their seats on the board. There were no other submissions to run. In the River Valley School District, incumbents Jeff Meyer in Area 3 and John Bettinger in Area 9 are running for re-election. Sarah Young, representing Area 6, filed notification of non-candidacy. Jess Heisel has filed to run for the Area 6 seat covering the Village of Spring Green. In the Riverdale School District, incumbents Veronica Harris in Area 1, David McHenry in Area 5, and Darren Meese in Area 9 are all seeking re-election unchallenged. In Area 3, Mandy Kenyon was appointed and is seeking election to maintain the seat. While there will be no primaries, people may still write in candidates in April. There will, however, be a primary statewide for the state school superintendent next month. Three candidates are vying to become Wisconsin's top official overseeing public schools. They are incumbent Jill Underley, education consultant Brittany Kinser, and Sauk Prairie superintendent Jeff Wright. The primary will be held Tuesday, February 18th. As a new year begins, many people set resolutions to improve their health, often by scheduling a visit to their health care provider. But for those living in rural areas like Southwest Wisconsin, finding a local provider can be a challenge. This is a reality the University of Wisconsin-Platteville is working to change. With the first class of physician assistant or PA students set to graduate in 2025, the university is helping address this healthcare gap by preparing a new generation of providers who are likely to stay and practice in the region. A PA is a mid-level healthcare provider trained to diagnose, treat, and prescribe medications independently, though they work under the supervision of a collaborating physician. While PAs hold a master's degree rather than a doctoral degree, their scope of practice allows them to function autonomously in many clinical settings. Through an innovative partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, students at UW-Platteville pursue a Master of Physician Assistant Studies from one of the nation's most respected programs while completing all coursework on the Platteville campus. Although the degree is awarded by UW-Madison, the program's strong ties to Southwest Wisconsin ensures students receive a well-rounded education rooted in the needs of rural health care. PA School is a two-year program, and while it's intense and year-round, it offers a faster track to becoming a healthcare provider. The program at UW-Platteville also offers students an option to accomplish both a bachelor's and master's degree within 5 years, making it the only program in the partnership to do so. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks kick the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime, it's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking to hit the theaters this weekend, here are some options for your viewing pleasure. The biggest or widest release this weekend will be Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, starring Gerard Butler, who returns as Big Nick. In Den of Thieves 1, Butler's character was part of an elite LA County task force chasing a heist crew. In Chapter 2, he somehow finds himself in Europe on the hunt for Donnie Wilson, played by O'Shea Jackson Jr., who also returns from the first film. Seems a little out of a local cop's jurisdiction, but when your name is Big Nick, plausibility story loopholes are acceptable. There are no reviews yet, so proceed with caution. Depending where you live, you can check out the movie Better Man, a sort of a biopic about British pop star Robbie Williams, whose character is portrayed by a monkey. I don't understand it either, but the film is getting rave reviews from critics and audiences. Another film opening wide this weekend is the Indian film Game Changer, an action flick starring international box office draw Ram Charan. Let's go to the movies. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but 2 notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunshine this morning. Clouds will gradually increase here this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow. Won't be much. Just a dusting. Our low, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 28. Looking at the possibility of more snow by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.